everybody. It's Monday. I'm Matthew Laria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. Lord, we love your Word, and we ask you today for revelation of it. We ask you today for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives, and we do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we are doing a series of teachings entitled, Casting All Your Care Upon Him. Now, a few months back, we did a week of broadcast entitled, Victory in These Chaotic Times. And that week on the broadcast, we learned that you and I live in a very dangerous and hostile environment in this earth. We found out that our enemy is here, the curse is here, and death is here. And that makes this a very dangerous place to live in. And the only way that you and I are going to live in victory in this life is if we learn and apply the fundamentals of faith. You know, 1 John 5:4 says that faith is our victory. And so faith is how we win. Faith is how we overcome. And if you want to enjoy victory in your life, then you must learn and apply the fundamentals of faith. Now, why am I talking about all that? Because casting your care upon the Lord is a fundamental of faith. And if you want to live in victory and walk in victory, then you must learn how to cast all your care upon the Lord. So let's go over to 1 Peter, and we're going to look there in chapter 5 at verse 7, and this will be our foundation text for this week on the broadcast. 1 Peter chapter 5, and we're going to actually start in verse 6. It says this, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you." Now, what is a care? A care is a concern. It's something that causes anxiety or something that causes uneasiness of mind. This is a care. You know, a few years back, Grace is our oldest daughter. She's 8 years old now, but she was getting ready to start preschool. And when I thought about her going to preschool and us leaving her with people we didn't know and her being around other mean kids and all these thoughts about everything that involved her being at school, it began to be a concern to me. It was a care to me. It caused anxiety to come to me. It caused me to be uneasy in my mind. This was a care to me. And one day after I dropped her off at school, the Lord began to minister to me. And he said, "I want you to remember this, that she's my daughter before she's your daughter. And as much as you want to see to it that she's safe and taken care of while she's at school, I want to see to it even more." And he said this to me, he said, "So cast the care of this over onto me and trust me to take care of her while she's at school." And friend, that delivered me, that helped me that day. I rolled the care of it, casted the care of it over onto the Lord. And this is what you and I have to do when cares come to us. Because in this life, cares will try to settle down upon us and get in us and take hold of us. And nobody is exempt from that. Nobody is exempt from having a care come to them. Things will come to you in this life that bring uneasiness of mind and bring anxiety to you. And this is a big reason why God is telling us what to do with cares, because he knows that cares are going to come. Cares will come to you about your finances, about your kids, about your life, about your job, about your family. And here's the thing, friend. When a care about anything comes to you, when a care about anything tries to settle down upon you and get in you and take hold of you, you and I are supposed to cast all of our cares upon the Lord. In fact, say this with me as you're watching the broadcast today. Say, I am casting all my cares upon the Lord. Come on, say this with me. When a care tries to settle down upon me and get in me and take hold of me, I'm going to cast that care onto the Lord. And so let's read that again in 1 Peter 5, verse 7. It says, casting all your care upon Him. The word all in that verse means any, every, and all. And so we're supposed to cast any, every, all of our cares upon the Lord. Come on, is God serious about all our cares in that verse? Does He really expect us to cast all of our cares upon Him? He does, doesn't He? You know, I was reading that verse one day, and the Lord said this to me. He said, how are you doing with all your care? You know, friend, you can cast some of your care on the Lord, but God's not interested in you just casting some of your care on Him. He's not just interested in you casting 75% or 80% or 90% of the cares that come to you over onto Him. Come on, no, we want to cast 100% of the cares that try to settle down upon us and get in us and take hold of us. We want to cast 100% of them over onto the Lord. We're supposed to cast all of our cares onto Him. And so let's practice a little bit right now, friend. Come on, just as you're sitting there watching the broadcast, maybe in the morning, maybe you're watching this after work, let's just practice right now. If a care comes to you about your kids, come on, what are you supposed to do with it? Come on, I didn't hear you. Go ahead and give me an answer. What are you supposed to do with it? You're supposed to cast your care upon the Lord. And what if a care comes to you about your finances? Come on, what are you supposed to do with it? And what are you supposed to do if a care comes to you about your job or about your family? Come on, you're supposed to cast it upon the Lord, right? And what if a care comes to you about your pet goldfish, Harold, and you wake up one morning and Harold's not looking too good? What are you supposed to do with it? You're supposed to cast all your care upon the Lord. And why would you do that? Because it says He cares for you. And so, friend, you and I are not supposed to be carrying care about anything in our lives ever. We're supposed to cast all our cares upon the Lord. Now, you can't stop cares from trying to settle down upon you and get in you and take hold of you, but you don't have to take the care about anything ever. What do I mean? Friend, thoughts of worry and feelings of anxiety and cares, they're going to come to all of us, and you can't stop them from coming to you. It's the enemy who brings cares to you. And so there will be times that you have worried thoughts, that these thoughts of fear and anxiety and feelings of fear and anxiety try to come on you and get in you and take hold of you. And you can't stop that. But here's the thing. When a care tries to come on you and get in you, and when anxiety tries to come all over you, and when worry tries to come all over you, you don't have to take the care for anything ever. You can cast all your cares upon the Lord. The word cast actually means to throw. And friend, this is a real thing. Cares are real, and you can really throw your cares upon the Lord. Just the way that I could throw a baseball to you or throw a football to you, it would be in my hand, and I could throw it and let go of it, and I could cast it over onto you. Friend, that's real. I mean, I'm sure you've seen somebody play a sport before or play catch before, and that's a real thing. You can throw a ball to another person, and then it's no longer in your hand. Friend, these things are real in the realm of the spirit. Cares are real, and you can really throw your cares onto the Lord. You can pick it up, and you can throw it over onto Him, and every care that comes to you, you're supposed to be doing this. You're supposed to be casting your care over onto the Lord. And so you can't stop cares from coming to you. You can't stop the feelings and thoughts of anxiety from coming to you. But when they come to you, you don't have to take the care and let them settle down upon you and get in you and take hold of you. You don't have to live a life riddled by anxiety and worry and fear. When a care comes to you, you can pick it up and you can throw it over onto the Lord. This is good news, isn't it? Now, I want to close today's broadcast by reading a scripture in Philippians chapter 4 in verse 6. And it says this, "Be careful for nothing." The word careful in that verse means be anxious, to have care, or to be troubled with cares. And so you could say, be anxious for nothing, have care for nothing, or be troubled with cares about nothing. Be careful for nothing. Now, if you're careful for nothing, then that means every care that came to you, you cast that care over onto the Lord. And that's why you are careful for nothing. I mean, how are you going to be careful for nothing? You're going to have to do 1 Peter 5:7 and cast all your cares on the Lord. And that's the only way that you're going to be careful for nothing. So what that means is that every care that came to you, you cast the care of it over onto the Lord. And because you did that, now you are careful for nothing. And friend, this is a wonderful truth and a wonderful reality that you and I can live a carefree life. We can live a worry-free life. We can live an anxious-free life where we are careful for nothing, and the only way to do it is to cast every care that comes to you over onto the Lord. And friend, if you did it, you would be careful for nothing, and you would begin to enjoy the peace of God that passes all understanding. You would begin to enjoy the joy of the Lord that is unspeakable and full of glory. Why? Because everything that came to you that tried to rob you of your peace and rob you of your joy, you cast the care of it over onto the Lord. Friend, this is a powerful reality and a powerful truth. And I want to encourage you strongly that even if you've heard this before, endeavor to put this into practice in your life like you never have before. Come on, friend, it's not just knowing something that's going to help you. It's doing it that's going to help you. And so endeavor to practice in your life, casting your cares over on the Lord, and do it like you've never done it before. And if you do, you are going to enjoy the peace of the Lord and the joy of the Lord at a great degree and a great level in Jesus' name. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these things. Number one, we are to cast all our care upon the Lord. Number two, we are supposed to cast all, and that means any, every, all our care upon the Lord, and that would include any care that comes to us. And I would just ask again, how are you doing with all your care? And then number three, we can't stop cares from trying to settle down upon us and get in us and take hold of us, but we never have to take the care about anything. We can be careful for nothing. Let's pray. Father, Lord, it's our heart's desire to cast all our cares over onto you. And so, Lord, we're asking you for grace and help to do it. And Lord, any time that we've taken the care and we are being anxious and we are yielding to worry, any time we do that, Lord, we're asking you to correct us and to remind us to cast our cares over onto you. And Father, we are going to do it, and we are going to develop in this to a great degree. And we thank you for grace and help to do it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Tuesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. And we're going to continue this series entitled Casting All Your Care Upon Him. We'll see you then.